Today, I fall somewhere in the middle, and I'm proud to say that I inch closer to the latter the older I get and the more I work. My own journey of self-awareness kicked off fairly early in elementary school, where I was one of two Black girls in my class. My family had just moved back to the States from Senegal after my father lost a significant amount of money trying to build a hospital in Dakar. We couldn't afford to move back to LA, and my mother, still scarred from the increasing gang violence in South Central, was in no rush to return. Let's live anywhere else. My dad didn't want to start completely over in a new location and felt he could find more opportunities to practice medicine in Los Angeles. So to compromise, my dad called up a Senegalese childhood friend who was living in Potomac, Maryland for help. Our tonton found us a house to rent and generously set us up while my dad relocated to Los Angeles with the mission to build a family clinic. We moved to Montgomery County to a street named Tuckerman Lane in a one-story red brick house. Our neighborhood looked like it could have been a set in Leave It to Beaver. Granted, I've never seen that show, but I stand by my assessment. I started first grade at a cute little elementary school 5 minutes from our new home called Beverly Farms. That first day of school, I sat attentively at my desk as the teacher called roll. I looked around the room as each student responded